KQED.
California resettled more refugees last year than any other state, and San Diego County accepted the most within the state. Now, this has come with problems. An investigation by our sister station KPBS in San Diego found claims that a resettlement agency encouraged refugee families to sign falsified leases in order to find housing in the state's tight rental market. The agency initially denied this, but now its parent organization says it has found problems. KPBS's Taryn Mento has more.
A group of young children play with toy trucks in their bedroom. Six siblings in all, they share three beds at night, plus a mattress pad that one child uses to sleep on the floor. Their parents share the room next door. That's eight people in a two-bedroom home. Father Mohammed Abdullah, a Syrian refugee who speaks Arabic, says it's an upgrade from where he was living when he first arrived in San Diego last year. A local resettlement agency placed the family in a motel for a month. Most may stay in transitional housing for only a few days, if at all.
Our stay at the hotel became long. There was no choice for the organization, and we just wanted to leave but didn't know where to go.
The organization is San Diego's International Rescue Committee. It's a local resettlement agency that uses federal funds to cover housing for refugees and their needs for up to 3 months. When it came time to sign an English language lease for Abdullah's apartment, he claims an IRC staffer said to conceal the ID papers for his family of eight. Many landlords limit occupancy to only about five or six people in a two-bedroom, and a three-bedroom would be more expensive.
She told us not to show the IDs because we didn't register your full family. We registered six people, not eight.
Abdullah signed the lease that lacked two of his children's names. The document says any occupants not disclosed could be considered a material violation.
At any moment, any minute, they can kick us out because of this lie. This is a serious matter.
Abdullah is one of seven families that told KPBS they were directed to sign leases that listed fewer occupants than in their families. Four have been asked to vacate. They arrived during a wave of refugees that forced IRC staffers to rapidly find them homes in one of the nation's worst rental markets. The IRC in San Diego initially denied the refugees' claims, but recently, the national office said in a statement, "We unfortunately have identified housing placement practices in San Diego which were inconsistent with the IRC's policies and code of conduct." The agency declined an interview, but said it is working to support families who may have been affected. University of Chicago lecturer Jessica Darrow studies refugee resettlement. She said that resettlement staff may have just been doing the best they could with what they had.
If that's the only solution that the refugee resettlement worker thought they had to offer the refugee family, then we aren't giving these refugee resettlement workers enough resources to work with.
The federal government grants resettlement agencies a one-time stipend of about $1,000 for each refugee. Darrow says the funds have increased slightly over the years, but claims they haven't kept up with needs. Mohammed Abdullah hasn't been asked to leave by his landlord, but worries he could be. His family of eight is still living in the two-bedroom apartment with only six names on the lease. He says the IRC contacted him after his story aired on KPBS and offered help finding a new place. He agreed, but questioned why he should trust the organization that put him in the situation in the first place. That was weeks ago, and he says he hasn't heard back since. For the California Report, I'm Taryn Mento in San Diego.